It is now time for
the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Woo! All right.
All right. Now, earlier, we were talking about a couple bands, quite a few bands, actually, that were playing this coming week. So starting tomorrow is when North by Northeast kicks off and sets up. And there's a bunch of bands that we want to go and check out. Now, one of the bands, the ones that we played anyways, were Limb Lifter, Honky Honky. We talked about Topanga playing as well. Now, this band, Bella Clava,
yes,
is playing.
Holy crow, are they playing.
Nice segue.
Thanks.
Their new album that came out recently is called Holy Crow by Bella Clava, and I think it's their first full album. Now, I've got their old album here, The Craic, which has got, let me just remember, 6 songs on it. This one here is a full album. Yeah, so this is their first full album here, and I gotta say, from the transition from The Craic to Holy Crow is Holy Crow, because this album is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I quite agree.
Whereas, and I don't mean to say this in a bad way, I mean, it was the first EP. I have the Bella Clava for The Craic, and it was good.
Yeah.
But this new one is unbelievable. That's how good I think it is.
Yeah, and you listened to it and then passed it on to me. I think I had listened to it previously, but revisiting. It's very, I don't know, it's like a grungy, almost southern rock sort of organy influence.
With some piano in there. Like, yeah, you got their names there, right?
I do. So, Bella Clava is Steve Suddy, Scott Hannigan, Zach McCullough, and Caitlin Dacey. And they hail originally from Thunder Bay, Ontario, which, if I remember correctly, I think that's where Poor Young Things are originally from.
Oh, yeah?
And now they're both in Toronto now. I'm going to find that out.
So, now, the guitarist, and I believe it's in the track that I'm selecting here, he plays some unbelievable stuff. So if you're in Toronto, we'll call up when they're playing at the North by Northeast. You got to check out these shows. Now,
Thunder Bay, Ontario. Poor Young Things. Maybe they know each other.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Wow.
Look at that.
Thunder Bay is a hotbed of music right now.
That is right. So, another thing is on their Facebook. If you're on Facebook right now, you go to the Bella Clava Facebook page, and they've got a contest right now. If you take a picture of yourself with a Bella Clava on, then tag them in the picture, you'll be put into the contest for free wristbands for the North by Northeast.
Awesome.
Now, I didn't have a Bella Clava, so did you see my post?
I did. Yeah, I did see your pose. And I like how you kept your anonymity as well. I guess you would be if you were wearing a Bella Clava as well.
Yeah.
But you wore your Leonardo mask.
Yep.
And you look quite dashing in it, I must say.
I mean, you have to improvise when you don't have fun.
Yep.
So right here we've got Wednesday the 13th. Oh, you just closed it.
Yep, sorry. I was going to another page that had more dates. Wednesday the 13th, they're playing at 1 a.m. at the Bovine Sex Club. And on Friday, June 15th, at 1 a.m., they're playing at the Hideout. So there you go. Check them out, because they will blow your frickin' minds.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to check out more from these guys, they've got a Bandcamp page, bellaclava.bandcamp.com.
They've got all the social media.
Yeah, check out their Twitter, Facebook, everything. Yeah. Let's get to a couple tracks here.
Enough of us rambling on about them. Why don't we let the music speak for itself?
Yeah. I think one of my favorites is Ding Dong Ditch. So let's go to that. And then you were saying the single, Food for Cannibals. So easy. One right into the other right there.
Lickety split, baby. Here we go. This is Bella Clava here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Holy crow!
Now you see me, soon you won't know. You
right, there you have it.
See, that is some hard-hitting music right
Damn
there.
Damn right. They kind of remind me of, like, Wolf Mother or something like that, too. A little bit of that. But if you ask...
With the fastness.
Yeah. And just the I don't know, it's a tough sound to describe, but just like kind of grimy. I don't know and I'd mean that in the most positive way, grimy. Yeah.
Well, it's damn good stuff.
But if you ask the band what they sound like, this is on their Facebook page and it's friggin' hilarious. So it goes, it's difficult to pigeonhole Balaclava into a certain genre of music. Picture a band that sounds like a mix between Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, and old school Aerosmith. Now picture a second band that sounds like Carrot Top, Seagulls, Marshmallows, Mallows, and Tony Clifton. Now picture a cover band of the second band mentioned. Now picture a rival cover band of the first cover band who isn't quite as talented and refers to themselves as a tribute band. Balaclava is that tribute band.
Yeah. Damn good.
Pretty funny.
Read the biography. It's even good.
Yeah, I know. So their biography says, feeling rebellious, the band got together one night with the plans of robbing a convenience store, but then decided that starting a band would be more dangerous. The name Balaclava seemed most appropriate. Small towns make big sounds. These hooligans made so much noise, they had to leave the mean streets of Thunder Bay for a bigger city. They moved down to Toronto because they heard that the CN Tower had started changing colors. It's been 3 years and they still find it mesmerizing.
See?
So do I.
Damn good. And you were saying let's throw on a third song.
Let's do it. I'm gonna get a little nutty and I'm gonna play one more song from these guys. I'm gonna play The Less Dead from their album. When was it released there, Steel?
This one?
No. Holy Crow. That on there?
No.
Anywho, the release date's right here, September 2011. It was right on their Facebook.
Nice.
Oh yeah, for more information for these guys, go to balaclava.ca. Check them out on Facebook. Balaclava is spelled B-E-L-L-A space C-L-A-V-A. Or you could just listen to our podcast and find out more information
over and
from
over.
Them and go to our website. But anyways, here is The Less Dead by Balaclava. They are playing at the Bovine Sex Club on June 13th at 1 a.m. They are also playing at the Hideout on June 15th at 1 a.m. Check them out.